And a welcome back and an invitation for you to be part of the conversation. If there's a question you want to direct directly to General Bantu Hulamisa, you can do that via WhatsApp at 0725671567. You can also call on 021-446-0567. We'll prioritize your call. You get to speak directly to the man. Welcome, General. Great to have you.
Good morning. Good morning to you, sir. And also good morning to our listeners.
I've just been going through your history since yesterday and reminded myself about some of that very big history and contribution to the history of this particular country, General. What was interesting to me was the fact that you were expelled from the ANC in 1996. You accused then-Minister Stella Sigcau of taking 50,000 rands. And that was during the presidency of Nelson Mandela. What was it that you seek to put in the public domain when you made that revelation at the Truth and Reconciliation Commission?
It has never been a revelation more than that. I was there to ask the commission, that is TRC, Truth and Reconciliation Commission, to compensate the families of the deceased soldiers of the Transkei Defense Force then, who were killed during the abortive coup backed by Pretoria in 1990. So I was merely there to ask them to compensate those families, but I had to give a bit background as to why I was in charge of government in the first instance. So I said, pursuant to the briberies which were made by Saul Kessner of 2 million rands to the entire cabinet of Transkei with a view to get exclusive gambling rights, we had to give that background to the commission that we had to remove those people. And unfortunately, they ran like spoiled children to Pretoria to ask for Pretoria to intervene. And if finally, de Klerk in 1990 approved the operation, which was spearheaded by Flak Plus, Mr. de Kock, or Colonel de Kock of Flak Plus. So that was not a revelation, but ANC treated it as if I'm accusing. But I had to give a historical.
Were you accusing? Why would Minister Stella Sigcau accept 50,000 rand?
I don't know. Saul Kessner gave the entire cabinet 2 million, and they divided that 2 million amongst themselves. Stella Sigcau was part of that cabinet of Matanzima. Each minister received 50,000. Simple.
But you're saying that was irregular. That's what you're saying. That is what you were flagging.
Yes, that was irregular. For I gave the reason why we had to topple the government, and the reason we toppled that government is because Saul Kessner bribed the entire cabinet. Are you clear now?
I got you loud and clear. Why would the ANC take such a harsh stance? You were the most nominated NEC member. You were the most nominated NEC member within the ANC, and you were dispelled for telling the truth.
I don't know, but it reflected who they are. I'm sure now you cannot ask that question anymore.
Now, because there's a trend afterwards, there's a couple of other people that were fired after you. What makes you different to Julius Malema, Ace Magashule, also expelled from the ANC?
Well, the difference is that I was expelled alone, and I just left ANC with my briefcase. If you look at Juju, you will find that he was not expelled alone, the entire executive of the Youth League. So when they decided to form a political party, the EFF, they immediately had a national footprint. So I think Ace, of course, they said he is facing charges. But what we didn't hear is we are not hearing. When is his case going to be resumed? Which puts the NPA at the center of being abused by politicians. In my case, I didn't want to budge with ANC when they said I must apologize. I said never over my dead body. There will be no apology. Saul Kessner bribed the Transkei government. And also I told the ANC and NEC that they don't qualify to discipline me because there was a conflict of interest as far as the ANC was concerned, because they were also given 2 million rands by Saul Kessner for during elections in 1993 campaigns.
Yeah, that was a lot of money. We talk back in 1990. Well, 1990 it was a lot of money. These sometimes the high flyers drink it in a bar on a night these days. I'm talking about 50,000 rand specifically. But let's look at what is called a battle for the soul of the ANC, and let's just understand if you've cut the umbilical, or do you still seek to represent it as you interpret the mission of the ANC.
The mission of the ANC, which I know, which they have abandoned it, was to improve the quality of life of the people of South Africa. And I don't think they embark on that program other than lining up their pockets for the monies which were supposed to fix the roads, potholes, bring clean water, improve the infrastructure of schools. Today, we should have piped this country with fiber to make sure that all our schools have access to internet so that our kids can do their own researches. But alas, that money has been stolen, and other people who were supposed to have invested monies in South Africa, because of high level of corruption, they took their monies out of the country and invested elsewhere. And those who are outside are not shy to say, never, we cannot go and invest money in South Africa. It is too corrupt. The international agencies have made it worse to say one of the reasons to downgrade South Africa is because of corruption. Mm.
I hear what you're saying. So again, I want to draw you to that question that I'm asking. Have you cut the umbilical with the ANC? Is this the ANC mission now the mission of the UDM? We're talking about the battle of the soul of the ANC, and we see it playing out in so very many spaces. There's Juju, there's the RET Brigade. You talking about that commitment to the people of the country through, of course, the document that came about in Kliptown. Are you representing the ANC outside of the ANC?
That's your mistake you're making. You seem to be in love with this ANC. I'm representing the people of South Africa, black and white, who want good services. It has got nothing to do with ANC. Every political party in this country, they want to see improvement of quality of life. It is not an intellectual property to demand that the people of South Africa's life must be improved. It's not an intellectual property of the ANC.
Gotcha. Loud and clear. General Bantu Holamisa, leader of the UDM. And if you have any questions for the general, you're welcome via WhatsApp at 072-567-1567. I did expect a rugby question since you are an authority on rugby matters, but it's a soccer question. Let's see how it pans out.
Clarence, morning, man. And morning, General Bantu Holamisa. Flores, General, what do you think? Which coach? So Kaizer Chiefs, hi, I mean, I know you a staunch Kaizer Chiefs supporter, but currently, no. I don't think our team is really doing well. I do know that we will qualify for the top eight, but we need to have a permanent coach. Pichu, I don't think that pictures should be pulled into this race. But yeah, what are your thoughts? Have a good show, bye.
And there we go. General, you have an answer.
To be honest with you, I'm not sure anymore as to whether it is the coach which we need, other than we have to look overall into the performance, not only of a coach, but the players. How many coaches have we had in the last? And some of them are top coaches in this country and outside country. But there seems to be a problem. And I wish that the management of Kaizer Chiefs will find a solution to this and find it soon. I mean, how many coaches? Every now and again, once we lose 2, 3, 4 games, the coach is expelled. I'm not sure. I'm not happy with the performance of some of the players. It's either the problem is we don't buy good quality players.
Let's not spend too much time on Kaizer Chiefs. Let's spend the time on the UDM. What is your view on...
That's my fault, my friend.
on race baiting and the racial nature of the politics in South Africa. What is your view?
Well, I think what we need to understand is that in the conflict between black and white South Africa, black and white South Africans, militarily speaking, there was no winner. The people who opted to sit around the table made South Africa to win. And I think we need to make sure that that objective is sustained and maintained, that of sitting around the table whenever we have a problem. Here, the constitution is clear that everybody must be assisted. But what we lack is the administrative arm of the government, which would understand our constitution. That here are the people of Western Cape, Eastern Cape, Limpopo, and so on, who were disadvantaged at some stage. And then this is the policy to make sure that they have access to land, to capital, and so on. Like the Afrikaners did in 1948 when they took over government from the English people. So what we need to do is to, as we recommend in the national, in our manifesto, that immediately after election, we should have a national dialogue which will not only take place over a weekend, but let us stretch this dialogue and formalize it, put it in the government gazette, let's say for a period of 18 months. And then in that dialogue, high on the agenda should be the question of land and property, racism, crime, and so on. So that we don't just continue accusing each other, but we have a precedent that the issues of the problems of South Africa should be solved around the table. That's my approach, and that's UDM's approach, if you read our manifesto.
Okay. Let's just talk in the little time that we have left. Let's talk about the future after May 29. Indications are it may be a coalition government. We've seen it manifesting in very clumsy forms at a local government kind of level. It is scary to contemplate such clumsy a manifestation in national and provincial government. What does the future look like, and is it good for South Africa?
We have a bright future in South Africa. Coalitions are here to stay. In fact, at national level, they will be better because we once had coalition at national level. You'll remember that the first two, 3 years, we had a government of national unity. So it should be modeled around the government of national unity. And the checks and balances will be improved immensely if we follow that route, as opposed to one-party dominance.
And would that be like-minded parties coming together, or are you saying that diversity on the spectrum should be reflected in that government of national unity post-May?
I would prefer the latter part of your statement rather than like-minded. What is like-minded? That's nonsense. We want to fix roads. We want to get water. We want electricity to function, Eskom to function. So if the parties will focus on issues rather than go there and romance each other, that we love each other, we are hardline socialists and so on.
Yeah. Well, you've given us a whole lot to think about, and we appreciate that, General Bantu Olamisa, leader of the UDM. We have to wrap it up. There's some news coming your way.